Marissa Riley is in our studio. We may be joined in a moment by Sadiq Tijani, but for now, and maybe for the entirety of this interview, Marissa, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You are the Assistant Divisional Music and Creative Arts Director for the Salvation Army in Chicagoland, right?
Yeah, and we even go all the way out to Springfield, to Rockford, so we cover a large location.
So you teach music? What do you do?
I do. So my main profession is in dance, but I grew up learning music in the Salvation Army, so I'm able to teach music theory, vocal, brass, even like some basic piano, ukulele, all that kind of stuff that we offer.
I do think of the Salvation Army playing brass instruments at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I've been to a Salvationist wedding, and that's a musical enterprise. Oh my gosh. If you've not been to a Salvation Army wedding, make friends with somebody and then have them invite you, because it really is a celebration. So what about that then? Is the music program you have for the Salvationists themselves, or do you serve the community with music?
Yeah, we do serve the community, and we also have music programs for the people who attend the church, but really it's all combined. You'll meet people from the community, and they'll meet people who have been going to Salvation Army music programs for years now, and they all learn together and are taught music together.
So what does that mean? Like, if I lived near a Salvation Army outpost, and I wanted to take music lessons, is that what we're talking about?
You could do music, you could do dance, theater. We offer a lot of it.
And do you see that as a sort of, it's more than just music you're teaching people. It gives them a belonging. It gives them something to do, maybe to distract or avoid some of the problems of the city?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of the time, Salvation Armies are located in areas that might not be the best areas, and kids come from maybe a chaotic home situation, and they're able to go to their local Salvation Army and have that outlet and find those gifts that they have.
Salvation Army is a religion. It's a church.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to be part of the church to do this then?
You do not. Any community member is welcome to join the music programs.
So tell me about somebody who's in the program or one of the programs in the area.
Yeah, so it really could be kids, adults, whoever really wants to learn. And they come to the Salvation Army. Salvationists, we love to eat. So we always have food everywhere. So they get usually a dinner after school, and they'll come and they'll learn music. And it's also a ministry opportunity for us as well. You know, we are a religious organization. And so we're ministering to these people that we're also teaching, and they can come whenever they want. That's not a sign up where they have to come for this amount of weeks. You come when you want, and we're excited to teach.
What if I don't have a trombone?
We have them all. So we have so many instruments available at Salvation Armies, and pianos, keyboards, we have them all.
Isn't it true the Salvation Army is the largest music teacher in the world?
It is, yeah. So the Salvation Army is in 133 countries around the world. And in the United States, every Salvation Army is covers a zip code. So a Salvation Army will cover maybe a few zip codes at a time. And most of those Salvation Armies have a music program. And so we use them in our church services. You know, often you'll see the music at this time of year at a Red Kettle. And so, yeah, we're everywhere throughout the year.
I don't mean to overstate the obvious, but I do feel that sports is a way for people to feel like they belong to something. They learn to cooperate and work with a team, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But music does that too, and probably does it for more people. I think being musical is more accessible than being athletic. If I can't dunk or if I'm not fast, then I'm probably not going to be a good basketball player or athlete.
Right.
But I can probably learn to play the guitar or piano, right?
Right. Anybody can learn.
Do you have a story? Can you tell me about somebody that you've worked with that benefited from a musical program?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I could tell you about myself. Even I grew up in the Salvation Army, and I learned how to play my instrument. I learned how to sing, and I learned how to dance. That's where I fell in love with dance, and it became a huge outlet for me. And now I teach it because I want to give back and inspire and help growth.
I didn't think Salvationists danced.
I know. We
That's
do it all.
Not against your religion?
Nope, not at all.
Do you touch when you dance sometimes?
Sometimes.
I'm only teasing a little bit, but I would imagine, too, if you're on the west or south side or anywhere in the Chicagoland area, Do you have to sort of cater the music to the audience?
For sure. You know, I teach dance at camps throughout the summer, and a lot of the kids that I get want to do a hip-hop number or something fast. They don't want to do a ballet or slow song, which I will teach them ballet technique because I think it's important, but I will do a hip-hop routine with them, and it makes them connect more, and it'll be to a Christian hip-hop song.
Do you? What's a Christian hip-hop song?
You know, like you hear rap, but it's about like the Lord and all of that.
So the beat or the music might sound similar, but the lyrics are definitely different.
Yeah. Right.
The lyrics are very different.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a budget then?
There is so many different budgets. It kind of depends on where we're at, and it depends on the Salvation Army area. But really, we try to provide everything that we can.
Well, just because I know that musical instruments can be very expensive.
Yeah.
And the acquisition of them can be an issue for the Army, either donated or purchased. And if people are going to donate to the Red Kettle at WGNradio.com, mm-hmm. I assume some of the funds find their way to the program that you have.
For sure, yeah. And a lot of our instruments have been used for a very long time, passed down through the years. And so it's always nice to get more instruments, and we have more and more kids coming in who want to learn. And so we could always use more instruments, more keyboards, all of that.
I'm just thinking of some kids who can't imagine that they would be playing a brass instrument, or the piano for that matter, because there wasn't one in their home.
Yeah.
And you're getting probably very raw musical recruits then, right?
Oh, for sure. We start with beginners all the time. And it's just a really cool outlet. You know, there are studies where music can help kids and their learning ability and all of that. I wish I had some of the statistics with me, but really it's a safe environment for them to create sound and just learn more about what gifts and talents they may have and what they want to develop.
I think that's important. I think, what do you know, a kid who's learned to play a musical instrument must have a greater sense of worth, of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Hey, I can do that. Look at me. I can play the horn or the guitar or the piano or whatever.
And they're a part of something, and that's special. That means a lot.
Marissa Riley is the Assistant Divisional Music and Creative Arts Director at the Salvation Army. Well done, Marissa. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So, if you go to WGNradio.com right now, you'll see a virtual kettle. You can click on there, and one of two things can happen. You can make a donation, or you can be your own virtual kettle list, if you will, and get people to donate to your kettle, which will donate to mine. It all starts at WGNradio.com. Click on the kettle there, and let's put more musical instruments in the hands of the charges of Marissa Riley. Marissa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.